you for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. Mr. Ho, my name is Li Shong Yu, and I'm calling regarding my car. Your company charged me $49.89 on February 6th. So I want to refund the money, please.
All right, so I definitely understand your call in regards to a refund and charges on today, which I'll be happy to assist. May I have your zip code, please?
98387.
And can you provide me your shipping address, please?
Yeah, 16403 10th Avenue, Core East, Spanaway, Washington, 98387. And before you go forward, I just want to make sure I know I understand this is skincare, right? The cream, is that correct? For the skincare?
No, ma'am. So with the service that it shows you have with us, it shows you signed up with the sweepstakes that was partnered with our meal plan Bites Hub. And within the terms and conditions for the sweepstakes explained, by signing up, you would also be signing up for our service, which provides recipe guides to cut carbs and boost energy, priced at $49.89 a month.
No, I did not sign this at all.
So do you recall completing an entry for a sweepstakes for a chance to win a Dyson vacuum?
No,
All
not
right.
at all.
So
No,
are you
I
indicating
signed.
that this is fraud?
Yes, because what I understand, I see the advertising. They say I'm a winner, and I think they say it's free, but I did not order at all.
Yes, ma'am. So that sweepstakes you're referring to, so then it's not fraud. You did submit an entry for the sweepstakes. You just were unaware that you were enrolling into our service. But that was explained in the terms and conditions when you signed up for the sweepstakes. Explaining the service that was going to be provided and also letting you know that you would be billed for that membership as well. So I definitely understand you wanted to discontinue. We can't get you at a discounted rate of $20 a month today.
You speak so fast, I didn't get it. Well, I just want to refund this money because you charge on my credit card and my credit card company, they block. So I told them that I need the credit back to me.
Right. So the charge is going to be valid based on our terms and conditions, but I will see what we can offer today as a courtesy refund for you. So allow me just a moment.
Yeah, but right now my car is blocked because you charge me, company charge me.
So
And
even if
now
the
I don't.
card is blocked, you still would be able to receive a refund. It's still connected to the
Okay.
same checking account that was used. So we'll go back to the overall account that is connected to your debit or credit card. So allow me
Yeah,
just a
the
moment to
credit
go ahead and
card,
submit
yes.
the cancellation, and then I'll see what we can do
Yes.
for a refund. Please hold and thank you.
Yes. Okay, thank you, sir. Hello.
Stay here, ma'am. Just a few more minutes, please.
Okay, yes, thank you. Are you still there? Hello? Hello?
Thank you for patiently holding. So the account has been canceled, which goes in effect immediately, preventing any charges from this point. If you have a pen or pencil, I can provide you with a confirmation for the cancellation and let me know when you're ready.
Oh, yes, please.
Yes, ma'am. C as in cancel.
Uh-huh.
920.
Nine what?
920.
920.
428.
428? 4, right?
176. Mm-hmm.
176.
All right. So as a recap, the account is canceled. That goes in effect immediately. I also did check to see what we can offer today as a courtesy refund. But based on the charge, it is going to be valid based on our terms and conditions. So I will not be able to issue any refunds today, unfortunately. But everything has been canceled. And again, we will make sure that you will not be billed any future charges as well.
You cannot refund to me?
That's correct. Yes, ma'am. So if you did want to possibly seek a refund, you do have the option to, you know, speak with your financial institution, and they would be able to assist in regards to those matters. But the system
will
not allow us to submit a refund.
Yeah, I did not order this. So I had to dispute this transaction.
Right.
Because
yes,
I'm
advising to do at this point because we cannot provide a refund.
Yeah, but I did not order this account, document. I didn't receive the vacuum.
You're not guaranteed to receive it. It's a sweepstakes, ma'am, which means at random they pick who wins. So if you didn't receive anything, that means you weren't selected.
No, that's not right, because your company told the people it has it's free. Yeah, you won something, and then you put it win, and you charge the people money, and that's not right. That's not supposed to business like that. Okay? Well, I would just report to the Best Business Bureau, because that's not right. You know, I've been in the business too. I know what you mean, but you cannot treat people like that. If you choose, you're not going to have a business, and you're going to have a lot of headache. Because I did not sign this, get the vacuum. You use advertising, say you want something, and then you charge the people money. And I know, I understand, you know I'm right. Because you let that mean call is fraud, okay? Without the customer's authorization to approve, to charge me my account. And I did not receive the product. And you say I sign up. I did not sign up. Okay, so you got to credit back to me that money. Otherwise, I'm going to report to Best Business Bureau. I'm going to call my company, the credit company, dispute this account. Okay?
Yes, ma'am, I definitely understand. So as a recap, everything's canceled. You have a confirmation regarding that as well.
I know. Yeah, canceled, but I need a refund.
You will need to speak with your bank in regards to a refund, ma'am. We will not be issuing
this
a refund today.
Get the credit back to my credit card. I know. When you want a business longer with the customer, you have to let the customer, okay? You have to let the customer approve to run the purchase, not just tell that you want something, then you want to charge people without authorization, okay? And maybe I will come back to purchase more than your company. But now you charge me without my approval, that means it's fraud. Okay, it's not legal, so please credit back to me $49.89. I'm going to call my company. I just stop it, and I will dispute this one here. Okay, I just want to call you before I call my credit card company to solve the problem. Otherwise, block it. I'm going to dispute. I'm not going to report it. because that's not right, you know, right? So please credit back the amount to me, my client.
Yes, ma'am. They, we will not be issuing a refund. Is there any other questions or concerns?
You're not going to credit back to me?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Then I have to report, and I got to report to, I had to report to the fraud. I don't want to do that to you. You want to be do this to me? I had to report to police, and I had to report to Best Business Bureau. So $49.95 is not about the big amount for me, but I just don't like the people lie to me like that. Okay? So credit back to me, or I call my company, credit card company. All right? I did not order this vacuum. Okay? So please credit back to me, okay? All right. Thank you, sir.